8:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There are new COVID outbreaks in the state, even as more Coloradans get vaccinated. More than a quarter of the outbreaks reported in the last week were at K-12 schools. A middle school in Douglas County reported 20 cases. A Head Start center in Jefferson County had 17. COVID-19 variants are sending more people to the hospital. The state health department tracks the variants by testing samples across Colorado, says state epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy.
It looks like the proportion of B.1.1.7 or UK variant specimens that are coming back is probably around 50%. And we've seen that number continue to go up over time.
The UK variant is more transmissible and maybe causing more severe illness. Herlihy says the variants are a good reason for people to keep wearing masks and practicing social distancing. Colorado's congressional delegation hopes this week's visit by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs will mean the agency is staying there. The command is set to move to Alabama. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper hope seeing Space Command operating smoothly in Colorado will lead Secretary Austin to pause the planned move to Huntsville, Alabama, pending the results of two federal investigations. Those investigations are looking into whether political calculations were behind former President Donald Trump's selection of Alabama in January. Austin's trip comes as part of a swing through Colorado, Nebraska, and Hawaii. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy received a formal reprimand from faculty at CU's Boulder campus. The vote to censure Kennedy cited a failure to uphold the university's standards for diversity, equity, and inclusion. History professor David Paradis said Kennedy's support doesn't extend beyond the bare minimum.
It's more that he isn't leading on diversity, equity, and inclusion.
The CU Board of Regents will evaluate Kennedy's performance and contract in June. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.